Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Associate Editor of the Times Union, Mike Spang. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, after months of contentious debate, the plan for the owners of the Saratoga Casino and Raceway to have a full-blown casino have been abandoned, but not without another site in mind.
Yes, it's a big development in the Capital Region casino front. The owners of the Raceway in Saratoga Springs are ending that plan to put a full-blown casino there. Instead, they're looking at a site in East Greenbush in Rensselaer County. James Featherston Haw and Daniel Garrity, the partners behind the Racino at Saratoga, have purchased about 72 acres off Route 4 between I-90, exits 8 and 9 in the town of East Greenbush, in a beautiful spot overlooking the city of Albany's landscape. The partners have also acquired an option for another 80 acres for a luxury golf course that they're planning to be part of the complex. They said their decision to leave Saratoga Springs is final. They're full-blown into East Greenbush here, and they're moving straight ahead. Of course, they have some major competition in the city of Albany, where Rochester area developer David Flom has already announced plans to partner with the Capital District OTB to apply for a license to put a major casino right off exit 23 of the New York State Thruway in Albany. And it comes just a few days before the casino applicants have to put up $1 million in order to stay in this. The final applications are due in June, and the state hopes to award a casino license for the Capital Region in the fall.
To that dreaded word taxes, I hear an anti-tax activist had been sentenced.
Yes, a former orthodontist from Columbia County who was considered an elder in an anti-government, anti-tax sovereign citizen movement was sentenced in federal district court on Monday to more than 8 years in prison for scamming the Internal Revenue Service of $36 million, trying to scam them of that much. His name is Glenn Unger, and he's part of the movement considered by the FBI to be a potential domestic terrorism threat. On Monday, Unger told Federal District Court Judge Thomas McAvoy about his own success as a child star on Broadway, but the judge was a whole lot more interested in talking about Unger's role as a sovereign citizen who filed 14 false tax returns seeking more than $36 million in refunds from the IRS between 2007 and 2011. He sentenced Unger to 97 months in prison, followed by supervised release for 3 years.
We've been talking with Mike Spang, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can always go to timesunion.com or, what the heck, pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.